Hi, welcome to a new podcast episode of Parcast, or I don't know what, I'm deciding to change the name because I have a new concept for the podcast, and I'll introduce it today using a word generator. Yes, I'm going to be choosing the subject that I want to approach with the random word generator, and I'm going to try to associate it with, you know, benefits to life, of course, and I have it on my computer right now, and I'm going to generate a random word. Dilemma. Okay, so I'm not really a very English textbook guy who knows every definition, so I kind of searched it up, and it means a situation requiring a choice between undesirable alternative, any difficulties or perplexing situation or problem. Logic A form. Okay, I need to know what this word is before I go into it. People also ask, what is dilemma in simple words like me? I need that. Dilemma is a conflict, a problem, or a situation with two possible solutions. When a dilemma occurs, a person has to make the difficult choice between two desirable opinions or, contrastly, two undesirable options. So, if you didn't understand that, I can just say that a dilemma is just a problem with two way out. It's like a fork in the road. You just choose one way to get out. You know, it's not a dead end or anything. It could be a dead end, but, you know, you have a step forward to an approach to that problem. So, I think everybody has gone through a dilemma before. I do in coding sometimes, where once I take like a path and I go like, I do my own way of trying to code this stuff, I end up having errors and stuff, and I have to kind of revert that to maybe like a friend's code, because they probably have like the hang of whatever we're doing or what subject or problem we're facing. And I'm like, okay, I need to reevaluate my code, and I have to translate my code into theirs, and then, you know, but I need an example that I can translate to everybody who's listening. So maybe I can think about food, because people always have like, or what I've experienced. I mean, I think everybody done this because I've seen it on TikTok as a meme. People have have problems choosing foods, like or restaurants to go to, because they might not be craving anything in particular, and they don't want to have that decision of choosing, because, you know, sometimes people are let down by the choices they make, or they just simply don't like being the leader of the group, I guess. But yeah, so what happens when you get into that situation? A, you just throw them in a car, you decide where to go, or B, you know, you ask them. I don't know where I'm going with this conversation, but those are two alternatives that you can take to basically give them what they want, but like, given the situation, it's a given of a choice that you can make to at least get out the door. And yeah, you have those two scenarios of which you can take. I honestly would take the first scenario that I've given myself, because I simply can't stand it when people don't choose where to eat. And once you like choose a place, you directed, like you basically show that here is the concrete place I want to go to. It's in this plaza, and you're gonna like it. But sometimes people are like, oh, I don't like that, I don't crave it right now. That's why option A is like freaking crazy, because you can just throw them in a car and then drive them. they're like kind of forced to. They either come in your car or don't, and that is their dilemma, whether to choose to go. But it's like kind of awkward if they don't go because you're like inviting them and everything, but you know, everything comes with another problem, but you just have to it'll just appear along the way of the thing. Let's look up examples, actually. I'll look up images because I'm a very visual kind of person. They're giving me a boy. Oh, there's a picture here. What? These dilemmas are kind of weird. It's like a very social thing where you have to kind of, what is it called? Confess towards someone. Confess or not to confess. I need like a real example. Let's hit him with like example. Let's look up. This is right on the spot and see where we can go with this. Literally terms, example. The menu at the restaurant looked amazing and Sam wanted to try everything, but having a limited budget, he was faced with choice to order gourmet mac and cheese made with Gouda, which is his favorite cheese, or to get bacon and Gouda burger. For a Gouda lover, it was quite a dilemma. I mean, I guess that's like kind of similar to my food thing. Let's talk in general. Let's take a step back actually and see how we can go through this. So to put it short, you have two choices for a certain situation. What do you weigh, and what do you, you know, when you're like choosing, you always have to weigh the outcome. Because you know, outcomes are never, you know, solid. They're not like, once you choose something, you don't immediately get it. Like, what is it called? If you were to like apply to a job, and you applied as a computer science, you might get another you might get another position, like what is it called? Data. I don't know, something to do with data maybe, and you don't get that exact coding experience. I don't know, but so when you're choosing between two options, you can either instantly know what you're gonna get. I mean, not instantly know, but you know, have confidence in the choice that you have. Or take your sweet time to choose between the two. And I honestly say this because when it comes to a game of chess or something, you have a limited time, and I feel like a move is better than not moving at all. So that is a choice. Dilemma is kind of crazy because you have like dilemmas over dilemmas. You have like overlapping dilemma squared and stuff. It's kind of crazy. What's it called? So when you're faced with two paths, then you should at least weigh your options quickly, see what can benefit you the most, and you just gotta choose. Because if you sit there for a long time and you don't necessarily get anything out of it. It's like okay, we can use the example that I've just read with the Gouda lover sitting at the restaurant. So obviously as a human being, we're social creatures, and social awkwardness is kind of funny to us, I guess, but you know, it's kind of awkward to place someone in that situation. So if you're the waiter and stuff, and then you go up to that Gouda lover and he has the choice between two things, he's not going to take 10 minutes just to sit there and decide, and you have to kind of wait for him. Obviously he's going to choose something, because a choice is a choice, and you have to just not close your eyes, but just choose a path and just just take in what hits you, basically. Like, if the gouda cheese is bad, or if it's like it doesn't really go good with pasta, maybe it doesn't go good with a burger, then oh well, you chose the path. Just live with the outcome, knowing that you've gained that knowledge of this not might be good, or maybe you go one way and it's great and you're like, okay, I love it, bam, you got what you got, and you live with it and you're like, okay, this is a really good choice, maybe I'll go for something else another time, maybe it's my favorite thing so far, I might stick with it, you know, it's there. But that's everything in life, basically. You are faced with basically decisions every day, and you have to try to just choose and just move on, because if you don't, you know, you're just as you're sitting duck, basically. And sometimes the options that you have are super super important. Those you might need a little bit more time. If it's life changing, you know, it's there. So, you know, there's this person that I've watched on Twitch. His name is Greek God X. He noticed that in his life, or in his, like, basically his physical form, he was like a very thick guy, I would say, very obese guy, and he noticed it, and he set himself, he stood up, and then he was like, okay, I had enough of me being this way, I am going to stream myself losing my weight every day. And then now he's like super super fit, and he's super, you know, he looks so different. He's everything about him has changed and everything, and it's a really nice outcome, you know. So yeah, he just chose that path of rather than just stream, sit there and play games. He was like, okay, I'll take the alternative. I'll take Twitch to another level where I will stream myself every day, stream my progress. And then bam, he became someone that he always wished he was, like, very skinny and stuff, and it was an amazing transformation. So when you're like choosing things, you know, make sure it's what's it called, always look for, like, don't always look to, like, the dark side, like, okay, I have the two situations here. Okay, I'm getting freaking distracted, people are, like, outside my door. But anyways, what am I about to say? Oh yeah, if you have something that you don't like about your life, you know, you can always choose to you can either, you know, A, forget about it and just live with it, or you can be alternatively make a stand towards that problem, figure out a way around it, and basically just solve it with anyone. I mean, but yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this. I can't really, like, podcast that great still, but you know, I'm learning, and I decided going down this path of podcasting, that was a dilemma, where I had to choose between, it's like not to podcast or not to podcast, you know, and you know, I gotta try it, you know, I want to get out of my comfort zone of being an introvert and going out there, being an extrovert, and just creating my content and just producing and producing, producing, just to just have people be entertained about my life, basically, I guess. But let's spiral through the depths of Dilemma. There's an example of in literature, to be or not to be. That is the question. That's how you basically explain it. So I can't just keep saying that I have two paths and stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna try to just sum up whatever I said, all this garbage, into a quick summary of all the things, and then I'll just update you on like my life, maybe. I'll see. But basically, imagine yourself being in like a cave, and then you have two paths. There's an arrow pointing left, an arrow pointing right. You can sit there as long as you want, but just know that the longer you sit there, the less time you have to move towards your goal. Maybe you're trying to reach your goal through dilemmas, you know, because, you know, there's always up and down roads. That's why dilemmas are crazy. So don't sit in that cave, basically. Don't sit in that fork in the road and just look at the two. Just put your head down and charge through one of the openings, and you'll be surprised at what you find, you know, because it's insane what outcome you can get, and how do I say it? It's just surprising how like what you can go through, like the ups and downs, just to get to the end of that opening, the hallway of the cave. You know, you might come out fine, you might come out with scratches, you might come out impaled, but just know that it's like a learning experience. Like basically, if you were to go through the same or a similar situation, you'll know how to cope with the pain, basically. And another fork in the road just means let's go. It's another challenge itself, and I'm ready to get pummeled as much as I can just to learn, or just to strive towards my goal. So basically, it's like stocks, basically, where or my journey so far has been super rough. So at first you might be winning, of course, out of sheer luck, because you might not know anything about stocks, and you're just buying the big guru stocks, the big blue chip stocks that could potentially go up. You don't know anything about earning plays. You don't have any knowledge about the tactic of I think it's sell the news, buy the hype or something like that. It's just all of that, and you might be, you know, pretty lucky about yourself. Yeah, maybe you haven't learned about long-term investing. It's crazy, right? But you just take the path of I'm gonna invest my money rather than putting it in a letting it sit in a bank. I transfer this much money, and now I'm gonna play with it, and I'm gonna see how much I can get. Maybe you earn $200 in the first week. Maybe you lose $200 in the first week, but it's a learning experience. Maybe you learn how to do charts and stuff. Maybe you win some, you lose some, but you know, it's a rocky road if you're trying to learn different stuff, especially if you're trying to go into options, which is somewhat gambling. It's gambling to like a certain extent. But anyways, I'm gonna say that just choose a path whenever you're hit with a dilemma, and just hold that the outcome near and the experience just in your head. You know, just keep everything like the path you chose, as in your memories. You know, so just after you get to the end of the road, look back and see how far you've come through all the ups and the downs and all the scratches that you felt and all the heels that you, all the healed wounds that left a scar on your body. Basically, just be memorable about the path you chose. That is all I have to say about today's topic, which was randomly word generated. Maybe I'll put this in a future, season, but you know, who knows? I'm still learning about podcasting. But anyways, we'll reach to the extra part of the podcast. So if you want to catch me, you can move over there. But thank you for watching. Have a great rest of your day. Goodbye. Okay, welcome to the second part of the podcast. Maybe I'll always have a part two, but this is basically like me jotting down my journal into Anchor, basically. But I have a lot on my plate right now, as I've said in the previous podcast. So I need to brush this off my shoulder. So Anchor's here to I'm trying to throw this anchor off my shoulder. I need help. But anyways, when you're first starting off with classes and stuff, especially if you're, you know, if you got into college, if you're in college, or if you're just in high school, classes at first might seem hard because you don't know exactly what is the full layout of the class. But after you get done a couple weeks in, you get the flow of the work that is being produced or being given to you, you feel much better, and then you just basically, you know, relax, basically, because you already know what's to come, rather than just fidgeting around. It's like paperwork on your desk. If it's scattered all over your desk, you might be overwhelmed at the amount of work. But if you set them into piles, maybe there's a pile for math, maybe there's a pile for English, a pile for science, and then you'll be like, oh, okay, I'll just take one stack at a time and do it, rather than just taking one from your scattered papers everywhere. You might take one from the English, take one from the science, take one from the English again, and then the math. Your brain just jumps and stuff, and it's really hard to collect. But I have to kind of like cope with all this madness right now that I'm trying to work with, because I'm just taking a lot of information in right now, and I'm trying to get with every class while trying to try to apply for internships for the summer. Because I'm trying to get myself ahead of time. I might apply again in March, April, basically, if anything goes. But yeah, I just put down all my stuff, and I just sent it out there, and I'm ready to basically work with the company, see what happens. But I won't know unless they start emailing me back, of course. I don't have a lot of experience on my hands, so I'm hoping for the best, and I'll see what comes and what goes. But you know, it is the decision to you to just apply now rather than applying later, because if you just hold on to your resume and you put it off for later, you never know what opportunities can come if you just apply now and see what companies will accept you early, so you can just have a position ready for the summer or the months to come rather than going late, being rejected and not having a position at all. You know, just start off early, throw out all your, maybe it could be for college app as well. So your college app, your internships, your job resumes, just throw them all out there and see what it can get you. It's like holding a magnet out in the ocean. You'll never know what's at the bottom of the sea. You just clink, get something if you're lucky enough, you know. It's not even luck sometimes, because, you know, if you have a great portfolio, like maybe let's go with the fishing option of, or the fishing example, maybe you caught maybe you collected a, like, what is it, 200 bolts, maybe batteries, maybe it's like, you're pretty cool, you're really experienced at sea fishing, and then, you know, everybody's gonna be like amazed, whoa, this guy, rather than just picking up a, you know, like paper clips and stuff, you know. It might be small, but you just basically reflect your highlights of your years, high school, college, or just your work experience, basically. And the more work, the more experience you have, the more highlights you will have, and the more that you can put on a sheet of paper of your resume, of course, just to send it out there. And bam, get to work, basically. But I'm still balancing between still applying, because I applied to like 5-6 today, and having, what's it called, and having all this weird coding what is it called, coding website math thing that I have to try to get used to. And yeah, it's an experience and a half, and I'm just hoping that I just finish strong. Not finish strong, because we're barely starting out, but then, you know, finish the week strong. Yeah, have everything, like all the work laid out, but I'll put it in my journal, of course. But for now, I don't know what the heck I'm doing, and you know, I hope that tomorrow goes well, because that's my lab for tomorrow. And I'm starting to figure out my schedule, but I just need to know where all the files are and how to produce, like all the not how to produce, but like just how to just gain the information of not going to lecture, but just gaining all the information that's coming from slides, notes, and all that, and maybe recordings as well. But it's all there, and I just need to put it out. But yeah, I have one more day till the weekend, and you know, I have a class at 7, so hopefully it just goes well and it goes very ease. Hopefully I don't have to do anything. I'll just ask my friends. Just a little bit worried about it, but until next week, I think I'm gonna be more settling than, you know, the first 2 weeks that have come. But yeah, so I finished the second week's really strong. Speaking of which, I have an imbalance of my exercising schedule as well. Basically, I've been very unmotivated to exercise, because normally I step out of the house to exercise, and exercising in the house is not my vibe, basically, because the sky is gloomy, the house is like always chaotic with my grandpa walking around and my dog sitting beside me. You know, it's just kind of annoying for them to just be there. I can work out in my mom's room, working out in my room, but yeah, I'm just gonna chill for now. But yeah, thank you for watching this part of the segment. I'm thinking of doing the split, but who knows? It's just always the bonus stuff, so you don't really have to watch this part. It's just me jotting down my thoughts, rather than just having an actual 35-minute video or recording. And yeah, in the future, I don't think I'll have this part, but for now, I have the freedom. I'm not editing, so I think of good. But until I edit and stuff, we'll go to season 5 and I won't have this second part of the episode. But thank you for watching. Have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.